So, you have a Wonder Woman sequel for me?
Yes, sir, I do. So we're gonna start the movie with Diana as a kid back in Themyscira.
Okay, okay, and what's she up to?
Well, she's competing in the Amazon version of that TV show Wipeout, and she tries to use a shortcut to win and learns that cheating is wrong.
Sure, okay, that's a nice quick message to start the movie off.
It's gonna take a full 11 minutes!
Oh, my God.
So then we're gonna jump forward to the 1980s, which is when this movie takes place.
Okay, okay, so like 30, 40 years ago?
Oh, I don't enjoy that that's a true thing. So anyway, Diana is still super heartbroken about Steve Trevor dying in the first movie. He's all she can think about.
Really? After all that time?
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta understand, this was a really good guy she knew for a couple of days 7 decades ago.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
So anyway, Diana's working in Washington, D.C. at the Smithsonian, and she has a new co-worker named Barbara.
And what's her deal?
Oh, well, she's a freaking nerd, sir. She can't even walk in heels.
Oh, embarrassing, disgusting, and pathetic. I bet nobody likes her.
Yeah, and so there's this artifact called the Dream Stone, and that's what this movie's gonna focus on.
Oh, what's this thing do?
Oh, this thing's freaking nuts. It grants wishes, but it takes something in return.
A very magical stone.
Yeah, and this phony business guy, Max Lord, he gets his hand on it, and he wishes to become the Dream Stone.
Oh, so he turns to stone?
You would think so, the way that was phrased, but no, now he can grant people's wishes when they touch him, and he can take something in return.
And do Barbara and Diana get wishes in before he does that?
They do. Barbara wishes to be more like Diana, so she gets some nice clothes and some super strength, and now she can walk in heels.
Now that's impressive, am I right?
Yeah, she's not pathetic anymore. Also, she removes her glasses, which, as you know, makes people automatically more attractive.
That's just good character development is what that is.
And so Diana's gonna wish for Steve Trevor to come back to life, and this way we could get Chris Pine back in the movie.
Oh, people like Chris Pine, so what, does he just appear out of thin air?
Actually, no, his consciousness goes into this random guy's body, so everybody sees this random guy, but we see Chris Pine.
So, okay, is this because the stone can't make things just magically show up?
No, it absolutely can. A giant wall's gonna appear out of nowhere, so are some nukes. I mean, the thing is magic.
So why are we doing this weird body control thing with Steve?
I don't know.
What happens to this guy's consciousness while Steve's controlling his body?
Who's to say?
You are.
Yeah.
What if this guy has a job and a family he has to get to? Oh, God, the implications are insane. Where is his consciousness? Is he dead?
Oh, well, here's the thing, sir. I'm gonna need you to get all the way off my back about this body control thing. Get off of it.
Oh, that felt vaguely threatening, so I'm gonna get off your back about that.
Great, and so then Steve and Diana, obviously, they get intimate because, you know, they love each other.
They do that using a stranger's body. That's gotta be crossing a line. That's not okay.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have them do it anyway, and I find it strange that you immediately got back on my back about that.
I mean, it's actually a really easy fix. Just have Steve Trevor show up as himself.
No.
Ah.
So then that Max Lord guy makes himself super rich, and he goes to Egypt to take some guy's oil and make himself even richer.
Okay.
So Steve and Diana, they gotta get over there, you know?
How are they gonna do that?
Well, the thing is, they can't just take a commercial flight, because Steve doesn't have a passport.
Well, I mean, the guy he's possessing probably has one.
Yeah, well, they don't check for that. They head to the Smithsonian and steal one of the jets from over there.
They have operational jets at the museum?
They do, yeah. Fully fueled jets just lying around, so they take one of those because Steve is a pilot.
Right, okay, he was a pilot in World War I. These are, those are different planes.
Well, I mean, a plane is a plane.
That's, I mean, okay, yeah, that sentence is not technically wrong.
So there you go.
No, but, okay, but...
Sir, a plane is a plane. Are you implying that a plane's not a plane? Because a plane is a plane.
I'm not, I mean, that's just such a vague general statement.
A plane is a plane.
Okay.
So then they're being chased because of the jet theft, and so Wonder Woman goes ahead and makes it invisible, and that's how she gets her invisible jet.
What? How?
Well, turns out that's a thing she can do, so she does the thing that she can do.
Wow, well, thank God she has that ability. We never once mentioned a reference.
Yeah, it works out great, so they go to Egypt, and they have a big chase scene with Max Lord.
Oh, very exciting.
But he freaking gets away, and he goes around causing a bunch more chaos. Then he goes to see the President of the United States.
What for?
Well, he gets the President to wish for more nukes, and then he sees this technology just lying around in the Oval Office, and it's exactly what he needs.
What do you mean?
Well, it's this device that lets him take over everybody's screen around the world, so technically through, like, satellite waves, he is, you know, he's touching them.
How?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Oh, okay, I won't.
So then there's gonna be this fight in the White House, and Barbara, she's turning evil, so she gets in on that, too.
Okay.
And Steve manages to grab Max Lord.
Oh, and so he wishes for everything to go back to normal?
Oh, yeah, no, that would have been smart. Instead, he pushes him around a bit.
Yeah, also a decent strategy.
Yeah, so then Max Lord escapes, and he heads off to the satellite island to do his broadcast.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
And Steve and Diana find out that everybody needs to renounce their wishes or else civilization's gonna end. So they have this big emotional goodbye.
Oh, very sad.
Very sad. But then she starts to fly and lasso some lightning bolts, so that's pretty cool. That's not bad.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that may as well happen.
So then Diana's gonna have to fight Barbara, who, by the way, is a cat now.
What?
Yeah, she's a cat now. She's part cheetah.
What are you talking about?
Well, see, Max Lord was like, hey, anything else you want? And she's like, yes, actually, I would like to be an apex predator, please.
Oh, so she could have just as easily been turned into a killer whale.
Yeah, I guess the there was a chance she could have turned into a, you know, orca whale, but that would have made for a less interesting fight scene.
Oh, I wholeheartedly disagree.
Anyway, so then we're gonna have a barely visible fight scene, and Barbara's gonna get electrocuted.
Oh, so she dies?
Well, no, she gets a little sleepy, which is what happens when cats get electrocuted.
That's not, no, I don't think that's accurate.
Well, that's what my dad told me when my childhood cat chewed through his extension cord.
Your cat died, I think.
No, sir, he went to sleep, then he went to live on a farm, and I never saw him again.
I mean... Okay, so what happens next?
Oh, well, Max is granting wishes to everybody in the world through their screens.
Most of the world doesn't speak English.
Well, okay, yeah, I'll keep that in mind for trivia night, I guess. That's interesting. Anyway, it's gonna be complete chaos.
Oh, it is?
Yep, people are killing each other with wishes. One guy gets a farm outside his apartment. People can wish for anything.
Really?
Yeah, it's gonna be nuts.
Statistically speaking, wouldn't at least one person wish for the guy that just showed up on their TV to die or for the world to end? Wouldn't at least one person wish for world peace? What happens with that paradox?
Well, I mean, that's like a one in a million kind of wish, right?
There are billions of people in the world.
Oh, you're just full of fun trivia tonight. So anyway, Diana has to lasso this guy, but her lasso can't get through this mysterious wind around him.
Oh, wow. It's gonna be tough for her to defeat him if she can't reach him.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, she gets her lasso around his ankle, and then she can talk to everybody through him.
I thought she couldn't get through with that thing.
Oh, yeah, no, she couldn't. But then... she could.
But how?
Unclear.
Well, okay then.
So then she tells everybody to renounce their wishes, because nothing good comes from lying.
And everybody does it.
Everybody does it, including Max Lord, who suddenly cares about his son that he's been actively ignoring the whole movie.
And so what about, like, what if someone with a terminal illness wished to be cured?
Oh, well, they would have to renounce that, because that's not the truth.
What if a blind person wished to be able to see?
That's a shortcut to being able to see, so that's... that's wrong.
What if somebody wished to be able to feed their starving child?
Yeah, okay, this moment only works if everybody wishes for something selfish or violent, so we're gonna have to pretend like that's the case, okay?
Oh, pretending is tight. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, thank God. So then Max Lord is gonna go reunite with his son, who just kinda comes running out of the woods for no reason.
How did Max Lord get back from the island if he renounced all his wishes?
Unclear.
And what happens with Barbara?
Oh, well, she's not a cat anymore, and she's chillin', I imagine.
Okay.
Anyway, then Diana's gonna have a little flirty moment with the guy who Steve was controlling. It's gonna be very sweet.
He's already seen that guy naked.
Yeah, just a real sweet moment. It's gonna be Christmas, too.
Yeah, I don't know if it being Christmas makes it better.
And then she looks at a balloon, and we're all done. So what do you think?
I mean, I feel like using a strange man's body is just so deeply strange and raises so many messed up questions.
Right. Well, maybe nobody will think of how weird it is.
Well, yeah, I guess that is a possibility. Okay, let's do it.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.